Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I think they're both really good at what they do. Josh probably got a couple LBs on him and he'd kind of throw his shoulder in there probably a little bit more than I would want Drake to. But I think they're both great competitors. A lot of respect for Josh and just his ability to make something out of nothing.
That is Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel talking about Josh Allen, the ability that he has to make something out of nothing, and the high ceiling capability of the Buffalo Bills. And that's, I didn't know that's where I was going to start going with today, and I'm happy that I've started to get there, which is, the Bills might be the highest ceiling team in the AFC playoff picture. And that's not off base to say. They have the best quarterback in the AFC playoff picture. That's not all that crazy. The team that does make that sound crazy is Houston. And still, that game is incredibly infuriating. Houston's getting hot. Buffalo's getting hot. Don't let these teams get hot. New England has stayed hot, and I think that's the interesting thing, too. The Patriots keep winning. At some point, the rent comes due. Especially for a team that has played the weakest schedule in the NFL. It's hilarious that that is still very much obviously the case. Their strength of schedule is a 349. Second softest, oddly enough, Denver, in first place in the AFC, 376. Denver's strength of victory is worse. And strength of victory is a much different thing in and of itself, because then you can look at like the Tennessee Titans, who have a 231, which is the worst in football because they don't win games. And if they do, it's against bad teams like Cleveland. So there you go. But the Bills are the high variance team. They are a high variance team, I should say. Them and Jacksonville both. But Buffalo has the higher ceiling. And it's not the ceiling that's going to scare me. It's the floor. The floor is going to be the problem. 803-0550 is the number to call. Do you trust the high variance of the Buffalo Bills in the postseason? It's not the ceiling, of course, that anyone's going to be scared of unless you're a fan of another team. Is the floor going to be enough to survive? And we've seen the floor. We saw it against a team that's right behind them in the playoff picture in Houston. We've seen the disappointment against Miami. That Atlanta game is still going to infuriate everybody. But do you trust the floor? And I think that's going to be the biggest question here. Get connected with our fans as we go to Carmen. As promised, thanks for holding through the break. Carmen, what you got?
Oh, hey, so thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I was just want to pass along a little Buffalo Bills fun-filled fact that the first regular season game at Rich Stadium was against the Jets, and the last regular season that will ever be played in Highmark will be the Jets.
Carmen, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. And I do like fun facts like that. I do like to ask that question, too, about like the thoughts, your feelings about Highmark Stadium and the building. I don't have a lot of connection to it. Ever since I've been working here, I've attended one Bills game. And that's just because I'm just doing the job and I'm not going to worry about it. So I don't have a lot of memories of Hart Merrick Stadium. I didn't make it out to many games as a kid either. I still watched religiously, but I don't have a lot of memories of being there. There are far more people that have a lot more of those things. And the sooner and the closer we get to the end of the season is going to be a lot of chances to pour your feelings out to that. But if you also want to bring something up about it now, you can as well. I do think there is something poetic, though, about the first team that this building hosted and the last team that this building will host is the same team. And, what, half of the time the Jets have not made the playoffs? I laugh in Sabres so that I don't cry. But it is, back to it, about do you trust this team in the playoffs? And I think that there could be a variance of answers, much like the team's variance in its performances. I'm intrigued to see what happens. They got back to being interesting to me. After Houston, you had lost two of your last three. It hasn't looked good. Things are getting very concerning. And I think now, after the last couple of games, you know they're making the playoffs. It's not going to be as much of a question mark anymore. And they're doing it in ways that, yeah, it's good to see that they are complementing each other. The defense has a rough first half against Cincinnati. The offense is able to keep things up in the second half, adjust, make the necessary changes, and go. And then the defense, once the offense has it figured out, is able to spin the game on its head. Against Pittsburgh, the defense is the one that's flexing its muscles. They do allow a touchdown, but that's because of a turnover from the offense. The offense finally gets into gear in the second half after the defense takes the lead, does the job for them, but then the offense is the one that says, we're going to go put it away. We're going to call the same run play 29 times or whatever it was, but we're going to put it away. A lot of their impressive wins have been against flawed teams this year. That's not to be argued. Outside of like the LA Rams, is there not a flawed team anywhere else this year? Last week, the Bears were the one seed, okay? This year is so bizarre. And it's typically, even within the frustrating parts of the Bills season, been the way to say, oh, that's how the Bills are going to have their chance. The rest of the conference is weird. The rest of the league is weird this year. If the Bills can stabilize, their ceiling is they can punch through. That's typically what it's been year in and year out. It's the floor. Can they survive in the playoffs with the floor? 803-0550, the number to call. We'll go to Ken in North Carolina. Welcome into the Extra Point Show. Ken, what you got?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tim.
Oh, Tim, sorry about that.
But no worries. I just wanted to say that the one thing that kind of concerns me about this team, and I'd love it if you could look up the data on this because I don't really have it, but it hasn't been talked about in a couple of weeks, is the average starting field position just seems, no matter who we play, we're losing that battle 10 times out of 10. Last week, it felt like the Bengals kept getting the ball at like the 30, 35 on repeat, and we were lucky to barely cross the 20. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were on that. But I don't know. This year just feels different. Like you said, there's a lot of parity in the NFL. And it's one of those things where I just think the Bills just need to do whatever they can to get in the tournament. I don't even think there's a benefit to really winning the division. I get you get a home playoff game, but would you rather play the Texans at home or would you rather go on the road to Pittsburgh? I think that that's a pretty clear answer for me, but yeah, I just wanted to know your thoughts. I think McDermott's doing a fantastic job, arguably one of his better jobs, you know, since taking over. He's doing far more with less this year, in my opinion, since they basically purged the roster in 2017 and he took that team to the playoffs. I actually think that McDermott's doing a really good job this year. Just want to hear your thoughts, Derek. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks, Tim, and appreciate that. When it comes to the average field position, they are towards the bottom of the league. They are not doing well with the return game. It is Brandon Connerton in his returns fell off a map so hard that they released him from the roster. And Ray Davis does have a return touchdown to him, but otherwise they're not doing as well with that. And every team knows to kick it to him because, well...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're not giving Josh Allen a touchback with these new rules. But yes, I do think, though, that McDermott has been doing a good job this year of navigating through this and helping Bobby Babich along. I think defensively, they are fantastic with adjustments out of the half defensively. Offensively, it depends on the game sometimes. But I think that the adjustments on the defensive side of the ball after the half are a major credit for how they are the best team in point differential in the NFL in the second half. They are the best second half team in the league. So we sit there for the first 30 minutes of the game and we're pacing back and forth, mumbling this, that, and the other that I'm not going to repeat on air or anything like that, things that you're always thinking. But then in the second half, they always look great. And I think that's really one of the weirdest things about them this year is, again, even within game to game, they show their variance. And that is why they're going to be the scariest team for anyone to handle in the playoffs, including our own hearts. We'll go to Bryce in Pendleton. Bryce, what you got for us?
I agree with you 100%. I think from a variance standpoint, you look at like the Chiefs the past couple of years, when they've been there before, they know what it takes and they know when to turn on the Jets when they need it. I think Andy Reid's done that. I think McDermott being a part of that tree will do the same thing. I just think that, again, because of the parity and because of how balanced it is, we can come at a different attack based on somebody else's weakness.
Bryce, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And yeah, it is more or less, there's also a different factor in this. And experience in a postseason when you don't make it all the way is a factor to take with a little bit of a grain of salt. You know, you don't make it until you've been there. This is how it goes. Even the Chiefs had to fight through dealing with the Patriots before they became the Chiefs. But then the Bengals run through there. There's nothing about experience in the book about that one. And I think that that's where it gets to is you can take the experience side of it with a grain of salt. You don't have the experience until you get it. How do you get it? Well, sometimes you take the lumps. Sometimes you just make it through. The Bills have taken their lumps. Painfully, as we are all acutely aware of. Will that help them? Can it help them? Yes. Will it? We're going to find out. It could also turn into the experience that they have and that they've shown in the playoffs, which is in the biggest moments, particularly against Kansas City, they have made one less play than their opponent. And does that creep into people's minds? People playing this game are still human. Those things could come up. That is something that would happen or could happen. Can this team survive its floor, which is low? Its valleys are low. Can they survive their valley? Can they survive their low point? That's going to be the question that we're all going to be waiting with bated breath in about a month's time. We'll wrap up the segment here with Denny. Denny, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
So I got a couple things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So all week we've been talking about how great we are at those halftime adjustments, which we are. My question, though, is why do we have to wait till the end of the half in order for that to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, like we were playing too far off wide receivers in the first half. You know, we weren't blitzing. And then, you know, you go in and you make those decisions and everything changes. Why can't we do that on, you know, in the first quarter? And my second one is just the way that I look at the Bills this year. I look at them like the 99 Sabres, you know, like Josh is that Dominic Hasek figure. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, surrounded by, you know, not a bunch of bums, but, you know, a bunch of B-level players, kind of like the Bills this year. So he had to play hero hockey to get us to where we need to be. And that was, a, you know, a Stanley Cup final. And, yeah, guess what? Josh is also going to have to play that hero ball in order to get us to where we need to go. And that's why we signed him to that huge contract, because that's the expectation. So I'm still psyched about the season. Obviously, there's still injuries where people can come back, which will strengthen us. But that's my feeling on this season.
Denny, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, yeah, I do. So to answer the adjustments thing, I'll tell you right now, 10 minutes of being able to be in the locker room without like the game actively going on does wonders. Oh, does it do wonders? Because you can actually collect all the data and then actually have a brief conversation that can really make the difference. And sometimes it's also because, well, teams game plan around you. And you may have planned for things properly heading into the week, but the other, like your opponent does this too. That's the other portion of this. And that's why adjustments are key. If the Bengals are doing something that they didn't show necessarily very commonly on tape, you need to properly adjust for it. You do need to make the changes that the game is showing you now instead of what they've been showing. I'm very encouraged by the fact that the Bills are great at making the changes on the fly because it shows the improvisation that you need to survive. That's encouraging. And it's a lesson learned. It's learned the hard way, but it is a lesson learned. Will it work ultimately? We're going to find out. But it is an encouraging sign. So, yes, you'd like them to be better with the game script and things that they drew up specifically for the opponent. But if I have to take a choice between the two, I would much rather be the one that's able to adjust on the fly and make the corrections than be the team that can only work within game script and then fails to or refuses to, which is worse, make the changes needed and be hard-headed. And sometimes I see that within the Bills, depending on the side of the football. 803-0550 is the number to call. Take a timeout. Wrap up hour number one. Primetime players at 11 o'clock, looking at and highlighting some of the best performances in sports over the weekend. I got to tell you, I hate half of my list for that. You'll find that out at 11 o'clock on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.